Hello, welcome to I Don't Know If JoJo with me, JoJo.
And me, Kev on stage, JoJo's dad. Hello, nice to meet you all. Hello, people I've never seen before, never been to my channel. This is me, Kevin, daddy of JoJo's.
Yes, those are all things that are true. Today, we're in a barn. We're not in the barn.
This is a very important recording studio in an undisclosed location, not the place we usually record.
No.
This is very different.
It is. Reverse psychology. Now they really think it's not here. I already forgot what we're talking about.
Talking about JoJo's 5, 10, 15, 20 year plan of life.
Oh, yeah, right. You could say, I didn't know.
Heyo! Welcome to I Don't Know with JoJo. I'm funny. With me, I JoJo.
So, on the Patreon thingy.
Yep, just the stage crew.
Yeah. This isn't stage crew, but anyway. So, it's 5 years. In 5 years, I'm going to be 17, which you probably don't like thinking about. But that's really just how time works. Because also, when I was a baby in 12 years, I would be this age.
Next year, you're going to be 14.
I'm not 13.
I know, but next year, you'll be 14. This is how I always torture myself. Before you guys' birthday, early in the year, I torture myself by saying, the next year, at the end of the next year, this is where you'll be.
But, like, that's so long.
This time next year, you will be...
You know how long 2020 was? That's how long until I'm 13. And then double that until I'm 14. You guys think...
But at the end of next year, you'll be in high school.
Yeah, but do you...
You're in seventh grade now. At this time... 2 years from now, you'll be in ninth grade.
And 20 years from now, I'm going to be 30.
Don't you dare. You'd be 29.
That's so long.
But it doesn't feel like so long.
So long. Did 2020 feel like a short amount of time?
Yes. I mean, no. But also, 2020, because we didn't do anything, like, as far as, like, travel or do anything, when I say last year, I still think of 2019.
That is
after March,
2020 was just kind of just the same thing.
Yes,
COVID quarantine.
Bad news.
The world is just worse, and the quarantine makes everything just—it's just the cherry on top.
Yeah, the cherry on top of a doo-doo sundae, and it's a cherry made of doo-doo also. It's like if you had a cherry and you dropped it in dog poop, rolled it around, picked it up and put it in a bowl of more dog poop, that was 2020.
What is this analogy?
And the spoon is a stick.
And the spoon is a stick. Okay, anyway, 5 years, I'm going to be in high school. No, I'm going to be... Hold on.
You're in seventh grade now. Eighth, ninth. 10th, 11th, you'll be a senior.
Yeah, I'll be a senior. I don't really know how high school works.
You're a freshman, 9th grade.
Is that
sophomore?
So is the 4 years freshman and then
freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Oh.
Because you know, in the 9th grade, you're like, hey man, I never did this. I'm fresh, man. And then I'm not hard. I'm soft, man. I am sophomore.
No, just no.
But I'm not a senior. I am junior.
Did you like your high school?
Loved it. Okay. I went to three high schools, though.
You went to three separate high schools?
High school in North Carolina. High school in... So when I went to high school, I would yawn all day. So when we sit down, turn the camera on, I start yawning. Ninth grade was my last year in North Carolina. So my first year in high school, my last year in North Carolina, I went to that high school. And 10th grade was 1 year when my dad was in Korea. We lived in El Paso instead of our next duty station, which was Washington. So 11th and 12th grade, I was in Washington. That's where I met this woman named Melissa. I love her. I kissed her in high school.
Yeah.
Mom doesn't know. But no, I had a great time in high school. I enjoyed it. I had a lot of friends. I had a lot of fun. I had FUBU pants.
You had FUBU pants?
FUBU. It was a cool bread for us, by us. It was for the blacks.
Okay.
It's true. It was cool, man. You never heard of Fubu?
No. You could have said it's a doo-doo company, and I would have been like, yeah, okay.
Fair. But no, I had a great time in high school.
Okay. Cool. What one was your favorite?
Oh, Lakes High School, where I met Mommy. Yeah. I met a beautiful woman.
Yes, her. We understand.
I said, hey, you want to hold my hand? And she said, no, boy, get off. And I said, ah.
So romantic.
So romantic. But no, I had a great time, man. It was fun. I played basketball. I had friends. Had a job at Burger King. Rode my bike everywhere. It was in great shape.
You had a job in high school?
Mm-hmm. That's how I bought Jordans. I worked at Burger King on Fort Lewis. I started off my first job, my first day. All I did was put bread into the bread in the top of the broiler had a part for meat and then a part for bread. Mm-hmm. So I put the bread in the top and the meat in the bottom, right, for Whoppers mm-hmm. and Whopper Juniors.
Whoppers.
And then at the end, I would take the meat and put it in the middle of the bread and put it in a little warmer.
So you would make a sandwich.
I didn't even make a sandwich. I just prepped the sandwich to be made. I was in charge of making sure when somebody ordered Whopper Jr. with cheese, no onions, the person who actually made it could be like, hey, Kev, and then take that out.
No, so you just get the ingredients.
I literally put bread in the top, meat in the bottom, and waited till it came out the other side and put them together and put them in a little, like, steamer, warmer.
You really didn't do much. Was it easy or was it like just boring?
It was easy. It wasn't really boring because I only worked like 3 hours my first day, and it was a payday weekend, so we were super busy. So those 3 hours were just open, close,
open.
Drop more Whoppers. Okay, open the bag. Ting 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 ting. And we put in the bread. Wait, prepare them. And then I have free Burger King food for lunch. And
that's how you guys work at Burger King, guys.
No, this was
just an informational video on if you get to work at Burger King, that's how you do your job. Goodbye.
It's funny because I had to take, I always make this joke, I had to take food handlers class, food prep class, before I could work at Burger King. But they, at the hospital, I didn't have to prove anything. They're just like, is your baby? Frederick's here. Like, what? I had to sit in a place for like 3 days and take all these classes and temperatures and stuff.
This is your baby? Yeah. All right, then, like, go take it.
All they did was make sure that we put the car seat in right.
That's it.
They're like, do you know how to put this in? And I was like, no. And they were like, put the seatbelt through here, click this part on. All right, take this baby out. And that was it.
And that's just part two of this informational video on how to get a baby car seat for a baby.
So 5 years from now, what are you going to be doing?
Well, I don't know if I'll have a job, but I mean,
this is your job. You know, you get paid.
Fair enough.
You get paid by doing ads.
I do, but also like, you know, I don't get the, I guess I kind of get the money, but
I mean,
what am I going to spend it on?
You get it, but you don't like get it.
Yeah, I don't get all of it.
We put it in your account and then you just ask for a game and we're like, all right.
Yeah, because what else am I going to ask for?
I don't know. You really don't really ask for much as a kid.
Well, I mean, what am I going to ask for?
I don't know.
We have food. We have water. I have video games. I'm fine.
You are.
Like, there ain't nothing wrong.
You're chilling. You got a trampoline.
We got a trampoline.
And you go out there and jump on it sometimes. You got a soccer ball. You got a switch.
Okay, well, I don't use a soccer
ball. Wi-Fi.
Something that is good is the www.KevOnStageStudios.com app.
Yep, the Kev On Stage Studios app, guys.
It's the best.
Great fun is had by friends. Mm-hmm. We got the acting challenge just dropped. What's today? This airs on Monday. That just dropped yesterday. A new episode of Keon's All-Stars is up today. Keep Business Comedy on Thursday. Here's the thing, bonus on Friday, man. We're all having a great time.
And here's the thing. You should go do it. Buy it. Is it free?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's free 7-day trial.
That's a week. It's a week. That's like an entire 7 days.
Yeah, man. Everybody loves it.
Like 24 times 7.
Yeah.
Or 60
times. We're all having a good time.
60 times. I don't know. I didn't even know the equation. Math.
Math be mathing.
But I don't know. When did you start becoming a comedian? Like doing stand-up comedy?
I first did stand-up comedy in high school.
Oh, you did it in high school?
Great Across Temple. I did, my first thing was at a church talent show. I did about 5 minutes, and it was great. People laughed really hard, and I was just like,
yes. Yeah, I'm the best.
I didn't say that, but I was like, this was great. I really enjoyed that. That was fun. People were laughing. And I was like.
So at that point, were you thinking I might be a comedian or you were still in the.
I just thought that was fun. I didn't think about.
It was just a fun thing you did.
It was just a fun thing you did. I didn't think about it as a plan, as a career. I didn't job for sure. I just was like, this is fun. Because I didn't know anybody personally who was doing that as a job. You know, I knew like famous comedians, you know, like Eddie Murphy.
I mean,
and
obviously
all
famous people are famous.
Yeah, but like in Tacoma, there wasn't no, I didn't see no like, I'm going to go to this club and try. None of that stuff happened the first time. That wasn't until much later. I did it a couple times in college too, but again, just for fun. It wasn't until this dude I met had his own comedy club. He was like, you could do it at my show. And then I was like, oh, okay.
Were you nervous? I feel like
I'm still nervous.
Okay.
Every time I want to do well so bad, I'm always nervous. So.
Like the mindset of, what if everybody doesn't laugh at this? Mm-hmm. What if I'm just on the stage after making a joke, nobody's laughing, and I have to move on to the next thing? It's just going to be so odd. Oh, I probably shouldn't be saying
that. No. That goes through my mind.
Okay.
And like, then also
it's just
sometimes
so
that happens.
Awkward.
Yeah, there's times when I try to make you laugh, and they're like, no, though, I won't do that. And I'm like, but what about this? You just don't do no more talking.
Do you think you had a really bad... I don't want to say the crowd was bad because, you know, everybody has their different tastes in comedy.
No, some...
But, like, just one time or at least a few times where... Okay. A few times where just nobody laughed.
Oh, yes. That happened recently.
Oh, really?
On the Keep Your Distance Thanksgiving show, thank the Lord. The Lord that it wasn't live. It was the one show that we pre-taped and then released on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And I stunk up the joint. I mean, boo. Nobody booed me, but a boo would have been. It was so bad. And it had been a while since I had a set that bad. But luckily, that was just the first time I went up. Every other time I went up that night, it got progressively better. But that first time, hot poop. It stunk. But yeah,
sweet
we hadn't said that in a long time. Yes. Sweet butt juice.
Was it that from Hoarders?
It was. This fridge smells like sweet butt juice.
That completely sounds like something you would say. Like,
I remember when she said it, we looked at each other like, this is something we're going to be saying. This is now a part of our vocabulary.
She said, sweet butt juice. Like, my mind just went, she did not just say sweet butt juice.
Oh, that was so
sweet
funny.
Sweet butt juice.
Sweet. This smells like sweet butt juice.
That's so, like.
Totally random joke.
Okay, anyway.
So where are you going to be in 5 years? You talking about me. What you finna be doing?
Okay.
You going to be in high school? You going to have a beard? You gonna ride a motorcycle?
I feel like you're
gonna have a tattoo.
You're saying these like then you're gonna do these things, yeah, but then yeah. also like
no, you tell
I'm
me
gonna be in high school.
Tell me what you think what's gonna be going on in your life.
Okay. Well, it's one of two things. Soccer or a comedian. At least like in my mind obviously you thought you were gonna be no offense. You wanted to be in the NBA, right? But like
Remember when you were laughing at that?
I thought it was a joke. I didn't know you played basketball that much. I knew you played it, but
you were laughing. You're not kidding.
You know that meme where the guy's laughing and he's like, "You serious?"
Call it Amius. But not for me. But yeah, okay, so soccer or comedian.
Yeah.
Those are on such different ends of the spectrum.
Well, I mean, obviously. Yeah. Yes, man.
Switch the spectrum right now. High speed internet cable, $44.99 with a bubble.
Okay. Well, soccer because I like soccer. I mean, I don't think I have to explain that much. Comedy because I'm just so funny all the time, man. I think everybody laughs at everything I say because I'm just hilarious. See, right there, you laughed and you laughed. I know you did. If you didn't laugh, then you did.
So you think comedy, do you mean stand-up comedy? You mean podcasting, video making? Because there's a lot of different, or acting.
Or YouTube.
Or YouTube, or acting. What do you think you're drawn to more?
I don't know if I would want to do stand-up comedy. I do like it, or at least I like the idea. Obviously, I haven't done it before. But also, like, that much traveling? It's a lot. And I don't even travel as nearly as much as you. I only do it when I don't have school, which school is just the most amount of my life right now. Like, there's just so much. Well, obviously, we're not going anywhere.
Right.
But, like, even before, school was just such a big factor in can I go or not?
Yeah.
And it would most likely be no.
Yes.
So, it's just, I feel like I get homesick where I just want to be home and lay down in my bed.
I remember when we would be in like the most beautiful places.
Mm-hmm.
You would be like,
but I want to go home.
You of anybody I've ever known in my life, you'd be loving to be at that house. I go and message you. You got my little setup. I got my switch. I got my phone. I got a snackaroo.
I can walk around the house basically with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
Because it's just so familiar.
Why do you think you like being at home so much?
As, I don't know. I just really don't know. I don't like moving, so maybe it's just, I like being in one, obviously that kind of contradicts me playing soccer. But,
like, but yeah, but almost all your soccer games, you go and come home.
Mm-hmm.
The one time you was going to get to go out of town, coronavirus was like, oh, you excited to go to Arizona?
We were going to go to Arizona. And I was like, we're going to Arizona.
You were like, so excited. I remember my show got canceled. I was like, yes, I get to go to JoJo's tournament.
Yeah.
And then
COVID was like, ha.
Ha.
You serious? Yeah.
Okay, so if you had to rank them, stand-up comedy, podcaster, YouTuber, soccer player, how would you rank them?
Okay, I don't know if you mean, like, most likely to happen, or what do I like doing most, or at least what I think.
What would you want to be doing the most at this time of your life? And then 5 years from now, we can go back and say, watch this video. And what if you're like,
I don't think we're going to remember this video specifically 5 years
from now. No, we shouldn't remember. Put it in your calendar.
See. Do you think we remember something I said 5 years ago
we have this
when
video.
I was seven?
Yeah, because mommy puts it on her Facebook memories.
Yeah, but what if she didn't?
That's what I'm saying.
But, like, do you really think? Okay, you know what?
Whoever's watching
whatever,
this video
whatever.
In 2021.
One.
In 2026.
Six.
Text me or JoJo or tweet us or whatever social media
tweet is us. When I have social media.
And say, JoJo, it's 5 years from now.
It's 5 years from now?
I mean, it's
JoJo, it's 5 years from now. Yes, it is 5 years from now.
JoJo.
Because that is how time works.
tweet us and say, JoJo, you don't have Twitter, but talk to your dad. Revisit the video from 2021.
I might have social media by the time I'm in high school.
There might be a new social media called.
Just don't make up a name. You could just stop there. There might be a new social media. Why do you have to be going after that?
Called Scoopalotomy. And people are like, hey, how many scoops you got? I got two scoops on it that JoJo 17.
I have a 5-year-old scoop from 5 years from now.
Okay, rank them.
Okay, what I like most. Okay, well, I guess we should go from pros to cons. Cons, let's say comedy. Doing comedy in general, I guess stand up comedy. Traveling a lot, obviously. I guess it would cost a lot of money for the airplane tickets, which you could be losing money depending on, obviously, depending on how well the show does. And also, you have to spend money on the way back, which also is a lot of time and time zones. You could be super tired and have one the next day, and you could just be super tired. I mean, tired, I said that twice.
Yeah.
And do that for the next show, you know. Do you think there's any cons?
In addition to what you said?
Yeah.
Right now, the con that wasn't expected is the crowd limitations.
I don't think you can plan for quarantine, though.
I highly doubt we'll be in there in that scenario.
I don't think anybody...
What if you... Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
What if in the new post-COVID world you have to wear a suit that has a helmet on? Would you rather do that and be able to go outside or be quarantined?
Probably have the suit because, it's just a bigger mask. I guess not really a bigger mask, but same idea. But masks are uncomfortable.
I poke myself in the eye with my mask all the time.
It's just... Why so
especially
high?
Especially trying to keep your beard luxurious.
Mm-hmm. Beards too.
So thing.
Do you think I love a beard?
You better not. Let me see. I'm gonna check your chin and see if you have baby hairs.
I don't have baby hairs.
No, you don't have much.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway.
Rank them.
I know you are like. Let me see if you have any baby hairs. Pros of doing comedy. It seems fun. I guess nothing too specific. I guess traveling could be fun. Traveling is fun.
It is. Traveling is a pro and a con. I like being in different places, but getting there sometimes can be daunting.
Yeah, being there, like being at Hawaii or Japan, it was amazing. But the airplane from the 6-hour to Hawaii, I guess actually... The first class was
the best. We didn't fly first class.
But you don't always. No, to Japan.
Oh, yeah, that was nine hours, though. Or like 11 hours.
I was going to say, it was not nine.
That was not bad.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But also, you don't always have first class.
No, you don't.
And
first class is a nicer ride, but the time still takes the time.
Yeah, it's still.
It's just a better spent time. Much more comfortable time.
I was about to say, it was very comfortable. Why don't they just, what if they just had everything first class so that people would always ride on your thing because it was the best? Because
there's more money made in having, there's more money made, because the first class is what, 10, 12 seats most of the time? 16, mm-hmm. even on those big planes? But you can have 100.
What if you just coach. Made the whole ride first class?
You wouldn't make enough. It's a money thing. You would make less money. Because there's so many more people. Like, our first trips overseas, we couldn't afford to fly first class. So, if it was all first class prices, you have much less customers that you can take.
Yeah.
So, shoot. And coach is... Peanuts, hush. Water, hush. First class people, would you like me to clip your toenails? Ice cream. Yes,
I would like that very much.
Yes, yes. So,
okay, we're getting distracted again.
Nah, that's all we do.
That's probably everything for comedy, mm-hmm. I think. So, I would rate that. I'd say 1 out of 10.
No, I'd say rank.
I know, rank, but also I'm going to rate it.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm going to rate it at 8.5.
All right, cool.
YouTube. You don't, I mean, if you daily upload, that is kind of a lot, because you have to do it daily, and you can't really take breaks, because it's daily. But if you do it, like, consistently, like, once every week, once or twice every month, or maybe, you know, more or less, you can really change up your schedule. I mean, I would like, if you are a YouTuber, you should keep it consistent, which, you know.
Yeah.
But then also, if you keep it consistent, you might procrastinate. That's just goal, actually. Just everything work-related. It could be a lot of work. You could run out of ideas for videos.
I'll let you fear.
Unless you're playing video games, you have to edit it a lot. If you're doing podcasts like this, you don't have to edit it a lot. So I guess, you know, podcasts aren't too bad. There's so many other things you could do in YouTube, though. Like, you could do informational videos, but then you also have to know the info. You could just play games again. You could just talk to your dad and make it a podcast.
That's an idea. People have done that.
Yes.
Pretty consistently. Yes,
and you know, most times they're pretty good. By most, I mean almost all the time. And I'm feeling like this one specifically is
I
just...
I enjoy it.
Me too.
I enjoy it.
But yeah, there's just so many things you can do with YouTube. And also, you can just make a second channel. So if you like... You like doing one thing on this channel and another thing on this channel, so it's easier to see. So people aren't like, well, you know, I watch you for this, but since you keep doing this, I'm just not going to watch you anymore because you know how YouTube recommended is.
Yeah, I do.
It is the worst.
You can smash that like button, smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, guys, make sure to smash that like button, smash the subscribe button, and I hope you like my dubstep intro.
Notification gang, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, notification gang, woo! YouTube things, like comment and stuff. And if you want to dislike, turn your phone upside down, or yourself if you're using a computer, that's and funny. Smash that dislike button.
That's funny. Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
That's funny. I like that. I get it, because if you
are... Yes, down, Father, yes. When you explain it, it makes it worse. So, YouTube... Nine, and then
you don't have to travel,
and you don't
which
have to
is
travel.
Low on your list of things to do.
But I mean, you also could travel.
You could,
and you could just travel sometimes.
You could be Mr. Beast and buying people's whole groceries for the whole town.
The Mr. Beast, I feel like that's a super rare occasion. Like,
it definitely is.
No, because. Well, I mean, the fact that he blew up to 50 million, yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Obviously, it wasn't just one big zero to 50 million. It was, staggered from, zero. Not obviously. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm keep explaining. Hey, but okay. Anyway.
It's okay.
he did a lot of challenges, or at least from what I know, he did a lot of challenges that didn't need money. And he would get a lot of popularity from that. Then he would get more money, so he could spend money on challenges. Get more money from the videos, get more popular, get more money doing more insane challenges. Yeah. And, you know, that's why he's at 50 million. 50 million? Million.
I'm almost at 50 million. I just need, 49 million.
49,500,000.
Yeah. But other than that...
We're pretty close.
We were all right. We're right there.
It's not, you know, we could beat PewDiePie to the 200 million race. Who knows?
Where's he at?
Probably 116.
No way.
I don't know.
Really?
That was a complete guess. That was a complete nut.
Pewds?
I literally just said 116 as a pure guess.
PewDiePie!
I actually don't watch PewDiePie.
Me neither. 108 million. He has a beard now.
Yeah. Okay.
Man, he's still getting this two videos back to back. 5 million, 7 million.
Father, he has 100 million subscribers. That's nothing.
That's right. 5 million, 7 million, 4.5 million, 6.8 million, 2.7 million, 73.3 million.
I wonder what his most popular video is.
Let's see. $278 million.
Ooh, can't say that though.
No, you can't. That's a cuss. Don't you cuss.
I just said.
Don't you cuss.
Okay. Anyway.
And don't talk back. Don't talk forward.
Car sock. S-I-S-I.
What are you doing?
I was talking backwards.
Car sock?
I tried, man.
What was you trying to say?
Soccer is good.
Oh. Soccer backwards isn't car sock, it's a recos.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I used to do letter word backwards all the time. Es hua, es grito, right? UV. I literally used to do that. That's everything is house. Esua si green tefer read it.
That's not right.
Yeah, it is. Esua. Esua.
Father, I can't read it when you're doing this.
Okay, here, look at this. Work igats.
Work?
Work igats.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, it's a freaking nerd. I did that a couple years there. I would just read signs backwards. Like, we live in, I can't see Los Angeles. Select Nya Sol.
Soccer.
Okay, my name is Nivek.
Stop!
It's greeted, Durf.
Nikiv.
Nivek.
Yeah.
You're saying.
Frederick.
Scary Durf.
Scary Durf?
Scary Durf, I forget it.
Okay, soccer.
I'm embarrassed.
Cons of soccer, you can get hurt. It's not the most dangerous sport, though, you know, there's football.
Yeah.
Rugby?
Rugby.
And also, like, you're not supposed to push people, so, you know. Mm-hmm. You can get stepped on, and there are cleats, but yeah. That's
rare.
Yeah. It happens, but it's not, like, it's pain that goes away in a few hours.
Yeah.
You could have to move.
Mm-hmm.
Not like move where you live.
What if you got to be in the Premier League and you got to play for Manchester United? And
that would be amazing. But then there's the other thing. You know, just like when we were talking about how as a comedian you can mess up or, mm-hmm. you know, nobody would laugh, and it would just be awkward or weird, you know, not weird, but with how many people watching the Premier League, which is a lot, if you have the ball, it's like everybody's looking at you, and if you mess up a pass, everybody's like, wow, he sucks.
But then if you score a goal, they're like, yeah, he's great.
Exactly. But then this other thing, I don't know if this is just me, but I feel like everybody's always watching me and I'm just like, no. But also, I guess everybody. But nobody's watching me live. Nobody can. Well, I guess you can. But
I get it. I
don't feel awkward messing up in front of you because why would I?
Because I love you. I would never hurt you.
But in other people, it's just. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it. Okay. Pros. I like soccer. It's fun. Scoring feels amazing. You could win a championship, which is also amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could lose a championship and it could be all your fault. Why do I feel like this? Overtime is really stressful, but it's also really fun. Mm-hmm. Especially if you score. Like when I scored the overtime championship goal and you won't stop talking about it.
How'd you know I was thinking about that?
And the goalie rolled over. Because you never stopped talking about it.
Oh, it's so great.
It was an overtime championship
goal. Oh!
It was
so great.
We were actually playing against a guy that was on, or that would later be on our team. He's still is. Sebastian. I played against Sebastian.
Yeah. That's right.
So, yeah.
I was like...
Also, when you record me, and I juke somebody, and then you're like, that, he came out of my balls! I'm just like... But you do that, though.
I definitely do.
No! Don't about I rate soccer? I'm basing it off of, do I think it's better than a comedian thing, or do I think it's worse? Actually, pro soccer, you are very athletic, which means, I mean, you're athletic. I guess you're in shape, you're fit, or at least you should be. I guess you two, you don't really have to do much. You don't have to run around and do athletic things. So I guess I'd rate it 9.5.
So soccer, YouTube, and stand-up comedy.
No, soccer and YouTube at 8.5. And then comedy.
So what's number one? Soccer, right?
Soccer and YouTube.
And then comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to say soccer is fine. I think soccer is better than YouTube.
So soccer, in 5 years, you hope to still be playing soccer.
I mean, obviously...
For your local high school or for your club team? Or for your Manchester United?
Well, here's the thing. I actually got, in sixth grade, when I was still in regular school, there was... I wouldn't say I was the best, but I was one of the best soccer players because... I play soccer, and people usually just play soccer at school and not, like, have an actual team. And I forgot who. I think it was a teacher. PE teacher, I think. I don't think he... No, he definitely didn't PE teach me. But anyway, that's besides the point. They were inviting me into a soccer team, and I just said, yeah, I'll join. And then never did, because the people that were...
But you could, like, totally dominate it.
I mean, I could. But also, I was on the other team, so. Mm-hmm. I saw the other club. Was it club? No. And I think that was it. You have anything else to add?
Remind us to watch this in 5 years. You remember.
In 5 years, when I probably have Twitter... Or something else.
Scoop it a lot.
Tweet me or scoop it a lot. Scoop me some ice cream, please. I'm probably gonna want ice cream in 5 years at this time in Sunday 12:31 of time and month. Goodbye.
Right. See you next week. We love you. Bye, y'all.